And it's a short boat ride over to Lilu Island. Those heading over there will find a two-story cabin, a teepee, and a group of Tsimshian occupiers. Now, for the past year, members of the Lac-Squillames First Nation and supporters have tried to block Pacific Northwest LNG from working on the island. That's despite band members voting last month to allow council to negotiate if the project proves to show minimal environmental harm. Now, occupiers remain, and a decision by Federal Environment Minister Catherine McKenna is expected as early as next week. Daybreak's George Baker went to Ililu Island to speak with occupiers Ken Lawson and Murray Smith about why they stay.
My name is Elgum Kha. I'm Ganhada from the Gitwagyotsh tribe.
And where are we today, Murray?
Right now we're in this nice, beautiful home on Lulu Island that is constructed here by the volunteers that lived out here.
And why are you here?
I'm here. I always come out here. I need to have my presence shown out here, that I'm here for one purpose only, is to let the proponents know that I'm not going to just let them come into our territory and just erect anything that they want on here, at the destruction of the salmon, the Skeen River estuary, and all the life that's on this island will be gone. So I keep coming back.
My name is Ken Lawson, Gwisawel. I'm from the Lucky Boo clan.
I'm just going to get right into it. Explain your opposition, your personal opposition to this project.
Personal opposition to this project is, well, number one, I'm a fisherman. I love the food. I love the land the way it is. I don't want to see it be destroyed.
I'm 76 years old. I've lived here all my life. Just to the south of us, on the other side of this island here, is where I've gotten my food fish all my life. I've gotten it there. When they put this plant on here, I'm afraid we're going to lose that area. I'm afraid the fish will be gone. And once the fish are gone, so do we.
How are you feeling? I mean, we're close to a decision being made by Catherine McKenna. It's likely she can't put it off any further. So, I mean, how do you feel? You have a lot invested in this.
Well, I think like everybody else, I'm a little bit afraid of what the decision could be. But at the same time, I'm optimistic. I'm thinking because of the messages we sent about how important this is to the people and the community here. Now, I'm not speaking for all of the community, the people that want to see us win this. I think it's important that we do see it through and win it, and we'll just keep working toward it.
A lot of times the criticism against you folks have been, oh, well, these are just more crazy environmentalists who don't want to see any development happen for Prince Rupert, want to keep Prince Rupert back. I mean, how do you respond to that?
That's totally untrue. Not against everything, you know, like I'm fighting to save the estuary, to save Flora Banks, to save Lilu Island. You know, I'm fighting for this area. That's the only place you don't see me over in Rupert Harbor, or where they get the other LNG projects happening. You don't see me over there. This is my fight here. This is what we're fighting for. That's what Jahan's fighting for. That's what Elgum Hack's fighting for. Myself, we're in this together. And all these people you see here, the Patty and Christy and Mr. L over there, I mean, we have tons of people out here that have been doing this for a long time. And the reason we're here is because it's important to everybody. Everybody has put so much time in here. We've taken time. We put our lives on hold, basically.
If this island goes, the fish are gone. You know, what else are we going to eat? Like one of the old chiefs that passed away when they're turning Dundas into, I don't know if it's a conservatory, whatever they turned it into, a park. He said to the government officials right in Port Simpson at the meeting, he said, do you realize that you're going to stop me from picking my abalone out there, the seaweed, the salmon, the halibut, if you turn it into that? What am I going to eat? Am I going to eat wieners and bologna? I go to your stores and eat that. That's the way he put it, because the seriousness of losing our food, it's not just the salmon that we're going to lose, the crabs, the pipeline that comes down.
It's of the utmost importance to win it, plain and simple.
Do you feel powerless? Because in a lot of ways, so many things are out of your hands.
Do I feel powerless? Nope, not at all. No, I don't feel powerless at all. I think there are people that give us power, the outlying communities. I have friends on Haida Gwaii that are very optimistic and are willing to help as much as they can. People from Heiltsuk Nation, I could go on and on. There's Nishkas, there's all the nations. I think there's a lot of people concerned about what could happen here, because right from Vancouver all the way up to here and to the west coast, out to Haida Gwaii there, everyone comes here to fish. A lot of people get their food fish from this area. This is the best fish in the world here, so that's the reason we have to protect what's here. It's not just the salmon. It's the crab, it's the halibut, it's everything.
I know you don't want to speak about other nations' businesses, of course, but I did want to ask you about the fact that Metlakatla, Tikatla support this project and their surrounding communities around this island itself. So, I mean, from your perspective, you talk about Aboriginals being against this, but not all Indigenous people are opposed to it. So how do you rectify that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rectifying is kind of a difficult thing. But I repeat the words of my daughter when her and I talk about people making a statement, and I know you'll edit this, so I'm gonna say it. She said to me, "You know what, Dad? We're talking about differences of opinion. Shit, everybody has the right to their opinion, but you don't have to be an asshole about it. Sit down and talk about it. Sit down and talk." Since residential school and the division of our people, this is what happens. We can't get together because of the government's intent, systemic destruction of our people, that we don't talk anymore, which is very, very sad. I'd like to go home and speak to the chiefs there, see if we can reconcile. Let's talk together. Let's speak together. You know, no more. I don't pay attention to Facebook and stuff like that. It's just counterproductive for me. Then where Kitkatla and Metlakatla, they have a right to.
Well, what do you want for Prince Rupert's future? What do you want to see on the North Coast?
What do I want to see? I don't know. I don't know if I should answer that. What I don't want to see is it in the estuary. I'll just put it that way. I do not want to see the LNG project in the estuary or on Lilo Island. Plain and simple.
But, I mean, isn't that a bit of a cop-out? I mean, really, you must have something you want to see for the region, for the community.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have to prosper. Everybody has to work. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. I mean, I'd like to see something come in, but I'm not going to come right out there and say, I want to see an LNG project across the harbor from me, or I want to see it here or there. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to tell you I'm fighting for what's right here.
That was Lac Seul Am's elders Ken Lawson and Murray Smith, and they were speaking with Daybreak's George Baker.